do you have my book, Help for the Help Meet? Yeah, because if you know my testimony of my husband and I, you will understand I had to get myself in order. Had to get myself in order, had to understand spiritual warfare, had to understand my role, had to understand the Bible, had to understand what God was trying to tell me. And one of the things God was adamant about is me getting my life in order in all areas. Yeah, in all areas. So if you're like me, then you're constantly growing in your helpmeet role. And when I tell you growing means your flesh has to die. If you haven't sipped already, you have permission. So last week we talked about our helpmeet role. Did you do your homework? I'm gonna give you that look. Did you do your homework? All right. So when you look at the attributes of a helpmeet, we were looking at what's your strongest and what's your, we won't call it weakest, but maybe the area you need a little bit of work. When you look at the area you need some work, in your journal, you were supposed to be writing, what's your plan to get it together? We've got some areas in our helpmeet role. It tells us we need to be a comforter. A comforter. Yep. An advocate. You have to be an intercessor, a strengthener. Yeah. You got to be a counselor. Whew. My Lord, it's a lot to do. All of those things. You got to do that and more. But these are some of the areas, and then a standby. So in terms of being a strengthener or in terms of being a comforter, God had me understanding that I had to shift the atmosphere in my home. The atmosphere was chaotic and I needed to make it an atmosphere of peace because that's what made my king comfortable. Uh-oh. God, I need to make my king comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what are some of the areas in which we can make our kings comfortable? Some things are spiritual. Yeah, I got to pull down some strongholds. I got to worship in my house. I got to pray in the area. I got to make sure I'm binding and loosening and all of that. But some things are natural. And I've been working on understanding this whole order and cue at the same time. Who's going to sit with me? I said order and cue. At one time I got the order together and then I let that area slip. I let that area slip. I was like, bam, bam, bam. Everything's in order. Everything has a place. And then I got busy and then I went into ministry and then I put some before pictures on my Facebook page that I'm not even gonna say I'm embarrassed because I shouldn't be embarrassed. I did it. Me, I did it. I didn't make sure that the cabinets, the pantries, all the stuff stayed in order. Yeah, the house is in order, but the closets, not so much. So this year, what was one of my goals? Cute and orderly. That's all like me. If I do say so myself. Yeah. Orderly and cute. Because I got to work on my comforter. What was your area you had to work on? What was your area you had to work on? Because you need to be writing this stuff in your journal. If you're a helpmeet that's suitable, you don't stop. Oh, just because you run into a problem or two or three or four. When you're suitable, you don't stop. Ran into some problems, found some things. I found some things at the container store and I found some things on Amazon. I found some things, I got them and then I didn't like them. Or I found some things, I got them and then they didn't go together. And then I found some things and I liked them and I got too many of the same size and all kinds of stuff. But if you're a suitable helpmeet, would you stop?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. You keep going. So what are some of the areas that you struggled in? What are you doing in those areas? What are you doing to bring up your helpmeet suitableness? I don't know that word, but you know what I mean. Get it in your journal. Get it together. When you're suitable and you're pleasing God, you keep going. When you're suitable and you're pleasing God, you ask Him for some keys, for some tips, for some information, and Lord have mercy, for some strength. Because let me tell you something. This took some of my all of Jesus and some strength, because this is not my thing. This is not my personality. I've never done anything like this before. Do you think that God is going to shift His desires, shift His word, shift His instructions because you don't think it goes with your personality? I'm going to let you sip on that. Because the answer is no. Yeah, I said order, Yvette, and cute. Mm-hmm. What's your area that you need to call on Jesus? What's your area that you need to not give up? What's your area that you need to make sure you don't stop at one thing and God says go to the next level? Because I had it organized at one time and then I got it messed up. I was just going to organize it, reorganize it my way. And God said, get some containers, spruce it up a bit. So I had to look stuff up. I had to ask some people who knew what they were doing. But they didn't have time to make sure that my cabinet was the way it's supposed to be. And now my goal is I'm working on the linen cabinet. Oh yeah, the closet, my closet is now color coordinated. Oh, never had that before. But I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And my household, my king, needs his house in order. My king needs the house to be comfortable. My king needs me to do what God told me to do. And one of the things that God told me to do was make the house comfortable. So what's the area? Did you do your homework? Were you working on it? What are some of the areas you looked at? The areas of your helpmeet role. And when you're doing those things, a standby, you got to stick by him no matter what, no matter who, no matter what's going on, stand by him. Strengthener, that means encouraging him, speaking over him, making sure he hears you speaking over him. Advocate, making sure you're right by his side. Yeah. So making sure you are adaptable. So look at it from the natural and from the spiritual. Because comforter, you could think of in the spiritual, but what about the natural? All of it's important. All right. Well, those of you who are in my mentoring group, we're going to work on some things. We're going to work on more of our suitable attributes. Look and see of the areas in your helpmeet role, which is your highest, and give yourself a pat on the back, and then which is the area you need more work, and then write it in your journal. Don't just look at the spiritual. Also ask God about what things you can do in the natural. So that's the tip for the day. Get your house in order and get yourself in order. Both. You got to work on both. So for me, my project was cute and orderly. Cute and orderly. That brings comfort. That brings comfort. Now I also slay demons to bring order, bam, in the spiritual. Don't leave either one out. Because if you're suitable You're well-rounded. Oh. That's what we need. So thank you for joining me. Get yourself together. Get your goals. Write them down. Write the vision. Make it plain. Pray over it and get it done. No excuses, because a helpmeet that's suitable makes no excuses. Go to GeraldAndYvette.com for all of your helpmeet needs, webinars, your book, your journal, all the things you need to be a helpmeet that's suitable.